Check.
Hey guys, this is Chad.
And this is Kenneth Wyatt.
Welcome to episode 3 of
What is this called?
What is this called? Yeah, we're really going strong.
We've had 25 viewers total.
25 is a high number. That's an exaggeration.
I felt like that was an okay guess.
Was it?
You're probably right.
Okay.
Considering I only know 2 people.
Well, we just lost 3, so now we have 22 bonus listeners.
Viewers. 3 people already tuned out?
Yeah.
Fuck.
We're really tanking this third episode.
This is right in the beginning.
It's not a sophomore slump. What do you call the third CD? Junior slump? I'm just doing high school
A junior
years.
Fuck up, yeah.
What does sophomore even mean?
Sophomore?
I totally thought sophomore was spelled like soft.
No, it's totally not.
I feel like a fucking jackass.
How old did you think that?
Till about I was 21 or 22.
You never saw it spelled?
I did. But it's just one of those things, like, your brain doesn't really care. It kind of just glides over. And when it comes time to, like, actually write it down, you're just like, softmore.
Yeah.
But it's sophomore.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Not soft.
Means.
It's not right. Sophomore.
Let's cut the bullshit. Let's
like
get
the
to
Moors,
the...
like the political party. Just like a soft version of that political party.
I'm Sophie Moore, and I think the second year should get candy in their lockers. All right, whatever. First podcast idea. How about you go first this time, buddy?
You want me to go first?
I want you to go first.
Okay, I just want to say thank you to everyone who's tuning in. First off, that's what I want to start with. Not that you didn't want to start with that.
Thanks, guys. Thanks.
Don't be sarcastic.
it's about balance, you know? You're like, hey,
someone's
guys,
genuinely
like,
being nice.
From my heart, thank you. And I'm like, yeah, thanks.
Whatever.
Quonk.
Okay, my first idea is pretty short. It's not really going to get us
anywhere. Why are you scratching it out so intensely?
Sorry, that was a different idea that I wrote.
This
is my first idea.
Stupid fucking wife.
Trust me, that idea is probably better than this one. And it's a podcast all about how Bud Light sucks.
Bud Light, what is it called?
Bud Light sucks.
Bud Light sucks. Bud Light sucks. It comes with fucking drugs. Shove it down your
mouth and hear your fucking drug. Bud Light sucks. Hell yeah. Bud Light is terrible.
Yeah.
I had 5 or 6 Bud Lights yesterday, and each one was worse. And I was already...
As you got chunky, you were like...
Yes.
You got more certain.
It was
you
weird.
Were like, wow, this is the
you know,
worst.
Usually when you get drunk... I was already very drunk at that point in time, too. So I was very drunk, and I was at a tailgate. Should we tell them about what tailgating is?
I guess so. Explain tailgating. Is that a new podcast? Tailgating?
Tailgating. Is when like a bunch of white people who like football
or any race, but mostly
you can be any race. But let's be
it's
honest,
it's not a whites only.
It's not a whites only thing, but it is a white dominant thing.
Okay, yes.
You hang out and you pretty much set out a tent outside. You pretty much try to recreate your own home outside, and a lot of people walk
drinking.
Around drinking. You drink a lot, and there's TVs, and then there's like good food, you know, and like some people bring RVs, and you pretty much hang outside of a football stadium and get really drunk.
Yeah, it's crazy how much people spend to sit outside of a sports stadium.
Correct.
My fifth idea is called sport ball. I wanted to talk about our opinions about sports.
Okay, we'll move that one up.
Yeah, we'll move it. But let's keep on tailgating. So yeah, people spend a shit ton of money. They get these huge RVs. They drop for the nicest to
like
you said,
$100,000 RVs.
Yeah, recreate.
And you're paying
your home
like,
outside.
The fee to get just to get in. You're paying insurance on the RV. You're just like.
Alcohol,
you're going balls to the wall,
food.
Pretty much just to have a party
right outside of a stadium.
And I mean, if you have the discretionary income, it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
but
that's true. We're talking from someone who doesn't have just
clearly,
money to throw
I do
around
not.
To drink outside.
I can't go to lunch today.
Lunch has been canceled due to lack of funds.
Correct. For me. We need to start a fucking Kickstarter or something.
Kickstarter? Wyatt's lunch Kickstarter?
Yeah. So pretty much, it's just crazy. And pretty much, I was at a tailgate with a friend, having a good time, watching the first half of the game. And I was just given Bud Light after Bud Light.
Do you think that's a real thing, that the more you drink, the less you care about the quality of your drinks? Is that a real thing?
I think so. I genuinely believe that the more I drink, the less I care. But in this particular instance...
Jill and June. We got Jill and June in the house.
What are you guys talking about?
We're talking about how Bud Light sucks.
That's my first idea, how Bud Light sucks.
I actually have a Bud Light Platinum in my car right now.
Yeah? It's nice and warm, huh?
It's perfect.
Perfect. Just how I want my Bud Light. Yeah, it's really terrible.
You guys
though.
Some peanuts.
Oh, thank you so much. Peanut so gallery.
Not next to the microphone. Don't eat peanuts next to the microphone, you fucking idiot.
I'm hungry, so Chad. Free peanuts is all I get.
This is why it's lunch Kickstarter. It's free peanuts.
There's so many peanuts.
Why do you have so many peanuts?
I like
peanuts. We can't. No.
Okay.
You can eat them and then.
I have to walk away and then come back and eat my peanuts.
Well, just.
You know what? I'm gonna save the peanuts.
Save the peanuts.
For now. Okay? This is called Save the Peanuts.
Save the peanuts.
Right, we talk about how we're not gonna eat these peanuts for
like, at this very moment. Angry. We will not eat the peanuts in front of us.
Yeah.
I don't think that's gonna be a bad podcast.
Not eating peanuts?
Yeah.
It's just about how we're not gonna eat peanuts.
It would just be silence, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would be nothing. That would be a taste.
Not eating peanuts. That was the end of episode one.
Episode one of not eating peanuts.
So you didn't finish your tip. Excuse me, ma'am. No, I'm just kidding.
Our assistant Jill is finally back.
Feeding us french fries.
She got us food. She's a great assistant, does. She's going to help with the sound engineering, and she's going to wiggle it.
Sound engineer slash...
Fry getter?
You call someone who gets food for you.
A nice person?
So Chad can eat french fries, but you can't eat peanuts?
Apparently that's the case around here.
Peanuts are much louder than french fries.
You're still going to be smacking.
This is called peanuts versus french fries, and french fries are so much fucking easier.
1, 2, 3, 4!
Peanuts, french fries. Peanuts, french fries. Peanuts, french fries. Peanuts, french fries.
That sounds ridiculous. I will eat some of these french fries.
So would you like to finish your tailgating story?
It wasn't really much of a story as much as it was Bud Light sucks.
You drank, what, 6 Bud Lights?
I think I drank 6 Bud Lights, and each one of them was terrible.
Yeah, I have a pretty low tolerance. People say I inhale, much like I'm doing right now.
Yeah.
I just inhale food and liquids so much that I can barely taste them.
I don't believe that I have, like, underdeveloped taste buds.
Well, you have enough to know that Bud Light sucks.
Yeah, something about Bud Light is just awful.
But I'm saying that I can drink it, and it doesn't really faze me. Right now, our friends Jill and June. Jill, you know, is our sound producer slash food collector. No.
Yeah, slash beautiful assistant.
They're the ones ruffling and making all those background noises that are going to be really hard to edit out. And they are sitting about 5 feet away, laughing and giggling like a bunch of kids, because they're too scared to come to the microphone, but they want to listen to us. Because they don't want to have to pay the $0 to listen to it on the internet.
Later, when it's better and edited. We are also, we should probably say this as well, we are in their house.
We're in their house.
We are currently in their kitchen completely, taking up a large amount of space.
This is episode...
We are at their kitchen table, and we have forced them to eat elsewhere on a tiny table, because we are taking up all of the space.
See, that's how I talk about balance. I shit, and you say nice things. That's exactly what we did.
I think that's our dynamic.
And I make fun of the listeners.
Which is weird, because generally, I think people think I'm more of an asshole than you.
Mm-hmm. But in this...
Yeah, I think that's definitely... Yep.
We were talking about this. We should get into this.
We were talking about that the other night.
This is called Wyatt's an Asshole.
Wyatt's a piece of shit.
Wyatt's an asshole. Wyatt's a piece of shit.
See, just by calling it that, we're already making the theory that you are an asshole, and now we have to disprove that you were an asshole.
I would love to try to disprove that theory.
Alright, go. You're not an asshole.
Defend myself.
Yeah.
What? What'd y'all say?
It also sounds like Wyatt's a piece of shit. It'd be a totally different
sentence. Whoa.
Oh.
Wyatt is a piece of shit / why it's a piece of shit?
Why is poo called
Wyatt
shit?
Wyatt a piece of shit.
Like, why?
Or anything.
Why is it a piece? Like, why is Bud Light a piece of shit?
So now we're talking about Bud Light. Are you the Bud Light of people?
I sure hope not.
I really smugly ate a french fry when I said that, by the way, for you viewers.
So, in the past 10 minutes, all we've done is pretty much just shit on Bud Light and me.
Yeah.
Compare me to the
Bud Light,
worst possible
the thing
drink.
You claim to hate.
Yes.
And made fun of the two people that were using their kitchen table.
Yes, that is all we've done so far.
Back to why you're not an asshole.
Just knowing Bud Light. Let's just talk about Bud Light. Okay, I don't want to talk about how I'm not an asshole.
We're canceling Why It's Not an Asshole. I changed the name to Why It's Not an Asshole.
Oh, cool.
Why It's Not an Asshole.
Yeah.
Why It's Not an Asshole. Why It's Not an
Asshole.
Okay.
Stop. Please stop.
Bud Light, do you have anything more to say about Bud Light?
No, it was a bad idea. Pretty much, I just want to talk about how much it sucks.
Okay.
And Bud Heavy is way better.
Yeah.
Like, Bud Heavy is, like, drinkable.
I don't think I've had... It's called Bud Heavy?
No, it's
just...
Bud,
like,
sorry.
Traditional
Budweiser.
Budweiser. Okay,
It's called Bud Heavy because Bud Light is now more popular than Budweiser for whatever reason.
I actually enjoy Budweiser, like, plain Budweiser.
I can... Yeah, I'll go out and drink and buy a Budweiser.
I got some last night.
It's delicious. But Bud Light is just crap.
What is your favorite beer? Do you have a favorite beer?
He likes to ask me my favorite questions a lot.
Uh-huh.
Just so we can eat fries, that fuck. Yeah, clearly. And all these peanuts just can't be... You know what? I'm doing it. You know what?
Uh-oh. Wyatt's eating peanuts.
Y'all can just enjoy the peanut
sound. We're going
sound,
back to
okay?
our...
I hope y'all like it, because it's on the podcast now.
We're going back to our... This is awful.
It's
going
to be so loud.
That crinkling, terrible, ear-splitting noise you're going to hear the entire episode is Wyatt getting his free lunch, because the Kickstarter called Wyatt's Lunch is not really coming off the ground.
No one's donated any money
no
yet.
No one's donated at all. Kickstarter...
I mean, wouldn't you rather donate to that than, like... some shitty person's next
That's
film.
What I'm saying. Kickstarter is a really weird thing.
Yeah.
It's just like people get on the internet being like, hey, I need some money, please.
Yeah, and most of them are like artists who aren't doing bad in any way.
It's super understandable, but it's just strange that that's a
strange that it's
a
taken
thing.
Off, really.
It's a very established thing.
Yeah.
People, it works for people.
So Zach Braff filmed his newest film.
Yeah. Have you seen that?
I have not.
Is it in theaters?
I still want to see the Dracula. We should see that.
What is that?
Dracula Untold. This is the worst podcast ever.
Dracula Untold?
Yeah. Have you seen the
that
previous?
That sounds like an awful title.
It's going to be super good.
As in bad.
Mm-hmm.
Which makes it good. Okay.
We all know it's going to be bad, but I think it's going to be awesome. There's no way anyone who was listening to this in the future did not automatically turn this off.
You can say that about every podcast. No one gives a shit. But we're still going to keep making it.
I'm still going to keep eating peanuts.
The third version of this podcast is called Why Is This Fucking Made?
Yeah.
Why is this fucking made? It wasn't real and it should have stayed that way. Why is this fucking made? This is all one picture.
How are they continuing this?
Yeah, what's not destroying their confidence? Why are they still alive is the fifth podcast.
So, I think that kind of runs off my idea of Bud Light sucks. It just sucks.
Okay. Actually, what I just said, why are we even alive?
Yeah.
My first podcast is called Why Do We Exist?
Why do we exist? Why do we exist?
Because I wanted to talk about why humans exist.
Why humans exist?
Mm-hmm.
Like, in our current form, or just at all?
No, just at all. What's the meaning of life, is what I'm asking.
So I...
And you have about 10 minutes to explain.
Why?
Yeah, no, you have, like, 30 seconds. You have 30 seconds to explain why humanity is alive.
Fuck, man.
Go.
I don't know, dude. It's just, like, a lot of scientific processes just fucking worked out for us, and then we came alive, right?
All right,
isn't that...
So you're going with the scientific frame here.
I'd like to think that there's something else, but I don't know.
You're not feeling it?
I'm not feeling it, you know what I mean? I'm feeling these peanuts, thank you, Jim.
That's what I love about philosophy, is that if you just want to completely, like, change how things came about or why they're here, you could just be like, yeah, trees are there because, like, what else would koalas hold on to, right?
Yeah.
That's the only reason they're here. The rest is just, you know, hanging out, growing, covering things, looking pretty, people who study them, they're just hanging out, but koalas need those trees. This is called koalas.
I'm so confused right now.
Koalas.
I'm saying that if you want life to just be about all these cool chemicals came together and happened to make this crazy shit called humans, you can do that. But if you want to be like, this thunder god came down and like blew us up into existence and we flew out of a beautiful rainbow hole full of butterflies, you can
Thor?
Do that too.
Yeah.
Loosely based.
I think that's Thor's origin story.
Loosely based. I don't know Thor's origin story. So, but I'm just saying, it's cool how you can change history. By saying what you feel. Yeah. I think that's why people
like
philosophy.
You should always just say what you feel. You know what I mean? I hate when people don't say what they feel.
Okay. This is called advice, this podcast.
Yeah.
Advice, why is it here? Why even get it? Skip it. What do you think? You better.
because I hate advice because it's the stupidest thing ever. I have very few strong opinions, but okay. I hate advice. Like,
advice in what way? Like me telling you that you should say what you feel?
You should say what you feel. Because the thing about advice is that you're telling someone this is probably something you should do, but it's so... you're fucking peanuts.
Advice. You shouldn't eat those peanuts.
I would never tell you to not eat those peanuts. Because, let me tell you why I don't like advice. Because you could be like, hey, Chad, you should say what you want. Don't lick your fingers. you should say what you want. I'm like, why? You're so right. I should say what I want. And I start going, hey, you should get out of here. I hate you. The sun's too bright. This table's stupid. Who are these people? What's this?
Well,
and I'm just saying, you could take advice to so many different extremes, and you could be giving the wrong advice to some people, like, hey, you should do whatever you want. And then that guy goes, like, kill somebody or something.
So you're right. Obviously, like, the way I said it was just, like, a blanket generality. But, obviously you would want to tailor your advice to a specific person. I was not saying that you should say everything, as in, what, everything that fucking hits your stupid mind, but everything just, like...
Just gotta throw that in there, huh, don't you? That's the next part. The first part is that the generalizability of it bothers me. The second part is...
Generalizability? Is that a word, Jill? I'm gonna get a no on that one. Go ahead and pick a different word. Let me finish what I was gonna say, which is pretty much that you obviously want to tailor your advice to the specific person, you know, and you hope that if you know the person well enough, you know where they're deficient and you can give them good advice. Now, when it comes to, you know, saying what you feel, I really just meant, like, in, like, sort of a romantic, like, emotional way, you know what I mean? Because you might as well just say it, because if you don't, you're just gonna fucking...
Okay, well, I can't think of a better word than generalizability, but...
Okay,
and
we're back to
generalizability. And I wasn't listening to anything you were saying just now.
I didn't think so.
Because I was trying to think of a better word. But what I'm saying is the second part is how would anyone else know any better, first of all, what to do in any given situation than anyone else? Because we're all sentient people who think about things all the time.
So, I think...
So, second, why would you tell someone that you know better than them?
We got some comments from the peanut gallery over there, right?
Fucking
right?
Wordplay, dude. Unavoidable wit. The third thing is, who's to say anyone can give any given direction is any worse? Like, the old, you don't learn unless you make mistakes kind of a thing.
Yeah.
Like, who's to say that fucking up isn't, like, something good that could happen in your life? So giving advice is almost even more futile, because you don't know whether that is the actual right choice, even if it feels like the, like, stereotypical good choice. So that's why I hate advice.
Okay, I
think what Wyatt is saying is not about advice, it's just about honesty, valuing honesty, and interactions with people.
But I guess what I'm saying is, like, who's to say you shouldn't lie sometimes?
Totally, obviously
but that's
there's a situation
saying,
where you want to do
be
that.
Be honest,
like,
is saying don't lie, right?
No, it's saying be honest when it fits the situation.
Yeah, like.
So then
you could say nothing.
You don't have to say be more honest, because then you're already being the correct amount of honest in lying. Maybe.
I mean, it depends how you handle those particular situations.
But if someone comes up to you and says, I feel like I'm not being understood, then the advice to that person in that situation would be, maybe you should say how you feel.
But what I'm saying is, who's to say that they should be more understood?
Okay.
They want to be more.
Yeah, I mean, if they want to, then that's...
I'm just saying, it's a cold view.
Certainly. It seems like, to me, the issue is that you don't like it when people give you advice, because a lot of people give bad advice, and the key is to understand who is giving good advice and who is not giving good advice. I just said the same thing twice.
It could also be that...
Whoa, advice
Chad
and
is uncomfortable telling people how he feels and got offended that you said
he should
tell people.
Ooh, that. Maybe that's the root.
That could be it. And I was actually going to say this whole view could just be a giant way to cover up the fact that I don't want to listen to what people say to me.
Yeah.
No. But that too. But like we're saying, like, I don't like people telling me what to do could just be the reason. And then I was like, wait.
Yeah, I mean, I don't like people telling me what to do if I don't respect or think of that person in any way. You know, like
strangers.
Jerome told me to do something once, and I just immediately was just like, no. It's like, I'm not going to do that at all. Like, going dad on me and, like, trying to get me to do something. I didn't say going down on me, okay? I said going dad on me, obviously.
Dad.
That is horrendous, okay?
What the fuck were we talking about?
I don't know. I'm all out of sorts
advice.
Right now.
Advice. Yeah, I explained why I don't like advice.
And that's cool. I mean, some advice is bad. You just gotta get the
right
advice.
I wasn't even saying that. That's what the part of what I was saying, the third point when you kind of started to zone out, was that even if it's good or bad advice, it might not matter.
They totally. Could, I mean, they
could,
obviously, yeah.
They
I mean,
could do exactly what they're doing
matters, really,
or what you say,
fucking
and it might not matter. Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. It's probably my stubborn philosophical view that makes that the case. And for everyone else, that's not the case.
I think it can matter in situations, you know? Like,
and so that's why I think I'm okay with people giving advice. I just, like, theoretically, I don't like the idea. But if someone tells me what to do, fuck it, sure. Yeah, tell me what to do. I'll listen to you.
Yeah.
You and your goddamn... I hate food. I love food. Let's talk. What's your favorite food, Wyatt? I always ask about your favorite things.
You do. These fries were delicious, by the way.
Five Guys Fries, the finest fries served anywhere. Buy a bag at your nearest dealership. Chad's Food Dealership. Get your burgers by the dozen.
I don't know if I have a favorite food.
We talked about tailgating. Bud Light sucks. We were gonna get back to sport ball.
We never really finished Why Do You Exist.
I think you kinda said...
It doesn't matter. Is that what I said?
I guess so. I don't really remember. I don't listen to a lot of the things you say like I've said before.
Yeah, no, I know.
That's what makes this podcast
great. So let's try to move on to my second idea. My second idea is simply, that's a lot of nail polish. Nail polish.
You're referring to the bucket of nail polish.
That is a lot. That's a lot of shades.
In the kitchen.
And I wanted to ask your opinion on how do you feel about nail polish.
I'm completely, totally neutral about everything nail polish.
Everything nail polish.
I am not for or against
I'm gonna say
any factor.
I actually really like it.
You really like it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know why.
So by saying that's a lot of nail polish, you're not sarcastically saying that they have too much.
No. I mean, that is a lot of nail polish, and that might be too much. I mean, I don't know how much nail polish you need, but you definitely have every shade covered there. So pretty much any outfit you have, you can hit that box up and match anything.
Is it outfit based?
I think it is, right?
Peanut Gallery?
No, it's not. Is
y'all
that
can,
just...
Y'all can speak.
It's what based?
It's like what's in your soul at that
it's
nail
like,
polish
so
moment
it's a moment based kind of thing.
Yeah, because it can last more than a day, right?
Certainly, right? So you wouldn't want to do it every single day.
No, definitely not.
So it doesn't matter.
Here's another thing that actually tailgates very well to my first topic. There was a girl at the tailgate yesterday who was painting her nails for 45 minutes.
Whoa.
I was very confused.
But I think he's saying at the tailgate. That's
yeah, she was at a tailgate. We were tailgating.
She was drunk. That
would have
been better.
Sitting on
her
side, just like painting her nails and just like had to sit there.
I want my nails to be purple.
How long does it take for them to dry? 5 minutes.
All right.
But Mike.
We now have Jill, our sound producer slash food collector. Her butt is firmly next to the microphone. Listeners, viewers.
Viewers?
Am I right, viewers? Can you hear that butt? let's talk about how we're so funny.
That's a lot of nail polish.
$8 a ball.
And how
is
long?
Is that like worth it? Is that reasonable?
How many times can you like paint your nails per nail polish?
Bottle. I mean, I've had some of those for years.
Okay. So it's a pretty worthwhile investment.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if it's necessarily worthwhile, but
you
it's
never
just...
run out of a certain color, really.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it lasts, what, 8 days?
The color?
On your nails?
Yeah.
Oh, well, it depends on what you're doing.
Yeah, it lasts until it's gone.
That is an awful answer.
That was an answer to why do we exist. It lasts until it's gone.
I mean, it depends on what you're doing. If you're washing a lot of dishes, it'll tip off.
I see.
Yeah. It's so funny how something that is like such common knowledge for some people can be so just completely like something.
Yeah, man,
I don't know a single fucking thing about nail polish.
One time
and
though,
makeup,
when I was in like seventh grade, this girl and I had a crush on, and her friend came over to my house. And they wanted to paint my nails, and I, you know, said yeah.
Was this middle school? Because
I was happy to get some attention. Yeah, and they told me.
Hell yeah, dude.
And they told me it was gonna, like, they painted my nails, and they told me it was gonna dry clear, and I believed them, and I didn't understand that it wouldn't.
What color
and
was it?
I don't know, it was like purple or some shit. And they left, and it was just like, my nails are just purple.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sucked.
I'm sure it looked really good with your skin tone. We could paint your nails right now.
Do you want to do a live nail painting?
Live nail painting. Live nail painting? Absolutely not.
Alright, we're canceling the live nail painting.
That I'm not going to relive
that we built
moments.
Up so much. There goes
the
live
story
portion.
I just told is...
We should make this episode more interactive.
Yeah.
We're doing it live.
We do all the episodes live. When you listen to them, we are literally coming up with them.
It would be hard not to do it live. Well, I mean, live would be like they're listening to it as we're doing it, but it has to be live as in that we're recording it when we're talking and it's happening.
Living.
It's not a recording of you talking that I'm recording. I'm not playing a recording of you into
the
microphone.
Guys, actually, this is just a fake Chad bot.
Wyatt, I built him from the ground up from aluminium.
It's a very flawed robot.
I used magnesiums and such.
Yeah.
Much like your Why Do We Exist.
He's just sweet surfer nerd.
He's just chemicals and brains, man.
Yeah.
It's just chemicals and brains.
Wyatt's an asshole.
God damn it.
Wyatt's not an asshole. No, we changed the title. It's Wyatt's not an asshole.
Yeah.
And now everyone else in the world has to prove why he is an asshole.
Yeah. You know what? I should be innocent before I'm proven guilty.
Yeah, interactive.
We don't live in that America
anymore.
Leave your
comments. Say your comments. Well, actually don't, because it might...
Yeah,
actually, speaking of innocent until proven guilty, the new shitty thing that's shitting on the Constitution is that news sites are starting to post pictures of people that just got arrested, and then there's like 100 comments of people being like, yeah, fuck that guy, and like just comments. I'm like, that's not how the justice system works.
Yeah.
You don't just post every person who gets arrested on Facebook and be like, hey, look at this guy, fuck this guy.
Yeah.
It's like, that's fucked up.
We don't know yet.
If I get arrested and they just post a picture of me and my grandma, I was like, yeah, fuck that guy. I'm like,
come on, grandma.
Come
on, Gramps.
I can't even do it.
It wasn't even me.
But does it matter anymore?
Well, it never mattered because arrests are always booked. It's just the future, so now we have pictures.
Yeah.
Immediately.
I guess I'm just saying I like that there's some leeway between when you get arrested and when people start shitting on your soul.
Some anonymity?
Yeah. I'm fine with that. So basically, fuck the internet. Except for this podcast.
No, fuck this podcast.
All right. Everything on the internet's out.
Yeah.
It's called Fuck This Podcast.
Don't try to fuck this podcast, but...
If your penis is in this podcast, take it out.
If you try, send
it back
a comment.
And for those ladies out there...
Oh, nice.
Put it back in. No. That was June. We haven't introduced June yet.
I have not. I don't think she has a position.
Yeah,
she?
June, what's your job title?
Office girl?
Do we have
that's
offices? Because if so,
we
that's
do.
Where we should be recording instead of in y'all's kitchen.
This is not our kitchen.
This
our
is
kitchen
June.
Is
this is June and Jill's kitchen. Well,
judicial this light is.
Wyatt's turning on a light. I'm live tweeting. Wyatt turning on this light.
Live tweet.
That's not what live tweeting is. This is recorded live. A lamp just got turned off. That was turned on.
Can we talk about this picture of Andrew that's just like framed up here? Do y'all like touch that every day before you go to bed?
No one in the world knows the fuck you're talking about.
I mean,
on the internet.
The only,
oh, cause
the
fuck the internet.
Who,
okay. Yeah.
Fuck the internet. Fuck you guys who don't know what I'm talking about.
Please comment. Get punched in the face.
Yeah. No, I was done with that. I already punched that person in the face.
You punched someone in the face?
Actually, no. I haven't checked the comments. Yeah.
Alright, well, you're a liar.
That's probably true.
You asshole. I just proved you're an asshole. What up?
We do talk about how I'm a really good liar in the episode before, but I really don't do it that much. I don't feel necessary.
Well, we wouldn't know if you do it well enough.
You're right. That's a good
point.
You're
lying right now. Whoa.
About what?
Lying. About not lying that much.
I just, how could I
when,
deliver, how could
if
I
you
do
were a
all
liar
this quickly and fake? You know what I mean? That seems very difficult, right?
Because you're so good at it.
How could I be? Who's that good?
An asshole. Like you.
I need help from y'all too. He's walking circles around me right now.
Should we start by a therapy session where I'm the therapist and you talk to me about how much I'm an asshole to you?
No.
Okay.
Let's do it. I like that idea.
Who wants to help Wyatt with his problems?
Me.
June. All right. June's taking the role of person who's going to help you. I'm going to be quiet.
Okay.
Quiet Wyatt.
Chad,
don't
you
forget about. All right. Wyatt's therapy session. Take one.
Okay, so where do we start?
Do I have to ask you a question first?
I guess that's what's happening.
Wyatt, if you're driving down the street and somebody cuts you off,
yeah,
how do you react?
Probably pretty situational.
Like,
so, if they cut me off and I'm chilling, I'm not gonna be too mad, you know? But if I really have to get somewhere, I might be pissed, you know? I'm certainly not gonna like yell anything at them because I know that that's a waste. This is riveting podcast information.
Yeah, here's the problem with what y'all are doing. Sorry, I can't be quiet anymore.
Yes, end this immediately.
I'm pretty much the person who's driving this podcast and why it's entertaining. So let me.
Are
talk.
You the guy who's about to cut me off?
Yeah. I'm cutting you off metaphorically in my car of emotions.
Yes.
See, I don't think that, I don't think being mad when someone cuts you off is gonna qualify you as, well, it could qualify you, assholes probably do that, but I'm saying people who aren't, who are very nice probably still could get mad in traffic. We were actually talking about on the way here, driving
is like the most stressful thing that we do on
it's
a daily
just
basis.
There's so many small frustrations that build up that people just freak out all the time when they're driving. So I feel like nice people could freak out while they're driving.
People get so entitled when you're in a car because it's just you and it seems like it's all your experience.
And you're like separated from the world.
You're completely
separated.
It's like
separated. How people can shit on people on the internet, like I was talking about.
Yeah, you like to watch people shit on people on the internet?
I'm just saying it's easy to the reason the internet people are so angry, you're the worst.
Well, I think that in order to
I was too so busy talking that I missed that you were completely shitting on me.
I was. And then Bada-bing. I slowly turned away from you and looked
like
at
Jill, a liar. Like
and
a liar.
Jill was not happy about it and she turned around.
A lying douchebag.
Let's move on to your next idea.
Okay. Don't look at him.
I'm not.
Oh wait, we didn't talk about sportball. What are your feelings?
Just the next one.
You just nexted me.
Next, can we talk about Next? Did you girls, y'all ever watch Next?
Yes,
yeah, that was a great show. Yeah,
yeah, it wasn't that bad.
Yeah, in fact, it was good. I would say it was entertaining.
The best were when the person walked out and they just said Next.
Yeah, the guy was just like, "What's up?" Like, oh God, no, Next. Definitely. That's where Tinder comes from. Next, right?
Yeah.
Except for it's next.
Tinder is like next at light speed.
Yeah.
And there's you don't get three like silly facts about them.
Well, you can. You click on.
And you're not doing it to their face. Next, they were like, "You, the guy I'm looking at, fuck you."
Yeah, that's true.
But on the internet, we can be assholes to everyone, like you.
Yeah, it's kind of sad.
It's very sad.
I thought I'm not an asshole, though. I thought we decided to
you're not
stick
an
with
asshole.
That for now.
That was all sarcastic.
Cool.
Everything up until this point, episode 1, 2, and the beginning of 3, all sarcasm.
Okay, I'm just going to go to one of
my
ideas.
My name's Fran Linkington.
Okay, this is my fourth idea. I'm going to skip my third idea. It's pens versus pencils, the final countdown. Pens versus pencils. Pens versus pencils. So I just kind of like cats versus dogs.
Oh, yeah.
I think we should end it. Pencils versus pens. I think we
pencils
should.
Pencils versus pens.
Yeah.
All right. You want to do this on three?
Yeah.
Oof. Wait. I gotta think about this. This is because it's like a situational thing.
Just
me.
Tell me your favorite.
Okay. On three. Let's do this. Okay. One. Two. Well, it depends on the type of pen and pencil.
Okay. Your favorite pen. Just, I don't
favorite,
know. Yeah,
favorite
sure
pen versus favorite pencil.
Totally.
Okay.
Sure.
All right, on three. One, two, three.
Pencil.
Nice. We agree on a lot. Maybe I'm an asshole.
I would have said pen. Or said pen too.
All right, we got
maybe
two pencils.
Maybe women like pens more. Why is that?
Because we're more permanent.
Whoa. Are you saying men are transient? We're just chemicals.
We're totally not afraid of commitment to our words.
Whoa. That actually is a really weird generally.
Yeah.
Sadly,
that can't be
true.
Either.
Oh God.
We
like
both do crosswords and pens.
This is going to a really
that's
weird.
That's ballsy.
I do
is
do
it when you're that good.
Yeah, it's still pretty ballsy. You said that I complimented you and you just got defensive. So the reason I like pencils is because it moves on the paper a little slower. And I have terrible handwriting.
That's actually what I don't like about pencils. That's why I use pens sometimes.
They slow me down just enough to where I can write legibly.
Whereas
if I write in pen, erasers are cool too. It's cool to be like, oh, I spelled that word wrong.
Ooh.
And erase it.
What about erasable pens?
Erasable pens are bullshit.
Yeah, the ink's not very good.
I haven't used. I don't
they
think
suck.
Most people have used one that they actually like really love.
No, they suck. They're terrible. I stole a box of those from my teacher once.
Of course you did. Yeah. You're an asshole.
I was like 12.
Okay. You're not an asshole anymore. You grew out of it.
Are you afraid of making mistakes?
I'm not afraid. I just like being able to erase things. I like the aesthetics of something that's written really well. I'm sorry that I started speaking faster and louder to make it sound like I'm really angry at you. But I like that I can erase things and redo it because I like the feeling of something that looks like it's written well, you know?
I just tear out the page and start over in pen.
So
well, then
like
I guess
a
I'm
typewriter.
Just...
Why are you doing that? It's a waste of paper.
I want it to look nice.
Well, maybe I just don't want to waste paper. I'm committed to that piece of paper, but
this
like
is a
you're committed to that
idea.
Pen.
I'm sorry, it's another bad.
No,
idea.
That's good.
I'm only coming up with.
Why? Why are you so down on yourself, man? Is it because
I
keep calling you an asshole over and 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 over?
You might as well just.
At this moment, Wyatt is scratching on a on an envelope where he wrote his ideas, just scratching everything out.
The problem with this pencil is that the eraser sucks.
It does not.
This is a shitty eraser.
Damn.
It's one of the shitty ones. It just doesn't work very well.
Yeah.
Okay,
oh, I'm talking about mechanical pencils. Are you talking about mechanical pencils?
Oh, fuck a mechanical pencil, dude. I'm not putting more lead in my pencil. That doesn't make any sense.
Wait, so you like pencil pencils?
Yeah, like a man pencil.
Oh, I hate pencil pencils.
Oh, why?
Because I love mechanical pencils.
But putting this in a sharpener, oh,
I hate
such a
that.
Good feeling.
I like that it's always sharp.
That is embarrassing. Of course, I like that.
Hey, stick it in.
Recording your shit right
hey,
there.
Fuck that podcast. And then take it out.
And
then
put it
right back in the sharpener.
Yeah.
Vaginas, what's up with that?
Right?
Episode 2. Oh, or if my favorite lick. I'm not gonna lick the pencil, though.
Sometimes you do.
Unless you give me $20 to lick the pencil.
No one's gonna pay you $20 to lick a pencil.
Yeah, why would you ever pay someone $20 to lick a pencil?
Yeah, I'll just do it for sport.
Alright, next idea. I'm gonna try this shit on everyone instead of just Wyatt, because I feel like I'm being pretty unfair right now.
Yeah shit
okay.
on me in June.
I wanna be like the internet and get a nice thick layer of shitting on everything. Because that's
yeah.
what I love to watch on the internet, is people shitting on each other. Just a dump right on the chest. My second
God
idea
damn.
Is dreams. On dreams.
What are feelings on dreams? Would you like to chime in, June?
Yeah, well,
we got June on the mic.
I had a dream last night.
Okay, let's hear it.
I was at a sherbet contest.
So let me say my thing first, right before you say yours. And my one thing about dreams is that I never want to hear about anyone else's dreams.
Yeah, that's.
That is like my
really
number one thing.
You know what's really weird? I wrote this down knowing that you would hate people talking about dreams, but that I or someone else would say a dream and you would hate it.
So I don't think that dreams aren't meaningful in any way. I don't think they're particularly as meaningful as some people think. And I don't think that they're not interesting at all. But like dreams are such a singular experience that I don't want to hear about anyone else's dreams.
Well,
so June,
dream
please continue.
About you.
Was that
wouldn't
even sherbet?
Yeah,
no,
what if it was like a really sexy sherbet right. Wyatt dream?
Wyatt's opinion is out the way. Let's get back to June. June was trying to
June,
say something about
I
sherbet.
Say what I was
and
say.
I'm sure, Bert, it's going to be good.
Oh,
it
was
a sherbet contest.
What does that mean?
Well, there was a bunch of people there.
Okay.
And they had made vats of sherbet, but like each person had made different flavors.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just going around testing all the sherbet, and it was awesome. And that was it.
That's
I think
I mean,
after that
okay,
I agree with Wyatt.
But still, like, wouldn't it change your opinion if it had been like, and Wyatt was there and he was eating sherbet and we started feeding each other sherbet
and he stuck his dick
this,
in
like,
a pencil sharpener?
Yeah, and it became this.
Whoa!
Like,
whoa!
Like,
what the fuck?
But it became this like beautiful dream. Like, wouldn't you want to hear about it?
So sticky, way too sticky.
It's a non-sticky sherbet.
I'm in.
These are dreams.
I want to hear about that? I mean, I guess it's interesting, but I also don't know if you're lying or not. You know, so I can tell you, you know, I had this dream about all this shit, and it, you know, how are you gonna fact check me on that?
Well, we're getting back to lying, which is
only something you do.
Classic.
It's not only something that I do.
A liar rarely does it. A liar never believes anyone because they know how easy it is to lie.
Oh, this is bullshit.
You know what? Let me give you some good advice. Stop lying. See? Bad advice. Keep lying.
Advice.
All right, next podcast.
God damn it.
Actually, next podcast idea is called Dreams, and this is a different dream. What are your dreams and aspirations?
What are my dreams and aspirations in life?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, just to, like, be happy, I guess. That's probably my number one right there. Hang out. Be happy.
Okay.
You know,
yeah.
Smoke tons of ganj, right?
I was actually going to say getting dope as fuck was my...
Yeah.
I really have gotten to know you a lot better with these podcasts.
I probably should get some, but I just don't. I'm not so worried about it.
About smoking up?
I don't know. I don't want to be, like, well-known or anything.
Okay.
I just want to make a terrible podcast for 5 episodes and then kill my podcast host.
Yeah, why do we exist?
This is definitely evidence that's going to be used against me in your murder.
He's an asshole. He loves lying. He loves regular pencils?
Murderer. He fucks pencil sharpeners.
I'm going to post your picture on Facebook. You fucking...
I like this whole thing. I'm pretty
murderer.
We never changed our calendars.
Calendars are difficult.
Calendars are annoying and useless.
That should have been a Seinfeld. Calendars are difficult, right?
Yeah, we always have to do a shitty Jerry Seinfeld impression.
Yeah. We have a lot of running jokes.
Yeah.
Viewers.
We do.
Would you like to go to your next idea?
Okay. None of these ideas are sticking at all.
Yeah.
I skipped that out. Yeah. My next idea is, why you Russian?
Why you Russian?
Yeah, why you Russian? And it's just like, why are people Russian?
Are you saying Russian like the country, or
Russian, like being quick?
Russian. Wait, what about Wyatt Russian?
Wyatt Russian.
Why are we making so many Wyatt word play
jokes? I wish I was Russian. I think Russia's
I still don't understand the premise.
It's just, why are you Russian?
Who?
Russian people.
Are you asking them?
Yeah, I'm asking you, dude.
I'm not Russian.
I'm asking you why they are Russian.
You're asking me
why
Russian people are Russian.
Yeah, why are they Russian?
Because the way boundaries and... Okay,
dude,
well...
There's no boundaries
in
life, man.
In 800 BC, there was... there was these gangs. Picture the world is land and oceans.
Got
and
it.
People need things, and they
Got
want
it.
Them.
Got
and
it.
They have to... Get the other
Got
people
it.
Out of here.
Got it.
So then they draw a boundary and they don't cross this line. This is my
Got
country.
Got it.
And then that becomes one group and this becomes another group
Got
and
it.
They stay there. That's when farming becomes big. That's when civilization starts, art
Got
starts.
Got
they
it.
Start forming these countries
Got
and over
Got
hundreds
it.
And hundreds of years.
Next.
Can you stop saying
next?
That?
Next!
Well, then Russia was born. I can see it from my house. But why are people rushing so much? It's like, slow down, right, guys?
Yeah.
In Russia, Russian rush you.
Oh, that's terrible.
You ever seen Family Guy?
I have seen Family Guy. Jill, you like Family Guy?
No.
Is that you?
No.
Nice.
I don't think girls like Family Guy.
I don't think I think the prevailing opinion is that people don't like Family Guy at this point.
I feel like the first six seasons were really solid.
Yeah. I'm not saying there aren't people who like it.
I watched an episode the other day. I watched, like, they did, like, a Simpsons crossover episode.
Yeah.
It was terrible.
Yeah.
It was awful.
I feel like I'm pretty neutral. I enjoy some episodes and I don't like some episodes. I'm pretty neutral about it.
Yeah.
But I think, like we talked about last time with Nicolas Cage and with Green Day, it's like, it's if something becomes so completely saturated in culture, people
Is that for Nick
are,
Cage and Green Day?
Yeah.
People
Which
are going,
got this two thumbs cool. down from June, the office girl, who is scantily
what does
dressed.
What do you mean, office girl? Y'all are just saying words. I don't know what they mean.
She's just an office
Generalizabilities.
She's just an office girl.
Generalizabilizations. If something is saturated in culture enough, just the fact that so many people like it, people are going to be like, the amount of times people post things on Facebook that are like, why does everyone so mad about this? People post that on Facebook all the time, and they are posting something about how they are mad at people being mad on the internet.
Yeah.
That's
the most
meta
shit ever.
There's so much of that. It's
so
great.
They don't know what they're
Isn't
doing.
That what you're doing? Posting about how you're mad about something on a podcast?
Yeah,
like,
this is
internet?
Me talking
the
and then posting about how I hate that people post about being mad about people posting about
yeah,
being
this
mad
is,
on
this
the internet.
Is, this is an audio
that
form.
Happened?
You know what I mean? Right?
Yes.
This is audio.
So it's better? Is audio above writing,
audio,
typing?
Audio is right above
like
in
track.
Every other
I went through thing. The effort of exporting this as an MP3.
Certainly.
So respect me.
No, you don't need to respect him, but...
You're right, .wave. No one's gonna get that joke. .wave, .mp3, they're sound files.
Yeah
that's...
Fuck.
Yeah,
the next podcast should be why I'm a fucking nerd.
Why am I
nerd?
I'm just mad about people being mad about nerds, you know?
Yeah, I don't think people are really mad about nerds anymore.
Yeah, people think they're cute and they have shirts that say, I heart nerds.
Yeah, but then people are going to be mad that people like nerds so much, just like Green Day and Nicolas Cage and Family Guy, then they're going to hate nerds because people love nerds so much and they used to hate nerds and now they don't like them and
Why
so then...
you just shift your seat a little bit?
Et cetera. I was in the sun for the past hour, and
he didn't know how to get out of it.
I just realized I've been sweating pretty profusely. That's probably why I've been so angry, and I keep cutting y'all off. It's because I can't hear you, because there's a red-hot heat in my brain right now.
There's a red-hot heat in your brain? There's
I'm
a red-hot heat in my heart.
In my pants.
In your pencil sharpener, I was going to say. Pencil sharpener is the worst
thing
like,
to have
euphemism
sex with.
For vagina.
Pencil sharpener? What's up with that?
Right.
We got Jill referenced in episode 2, which she wasn't in. You were sick.
Well, she thoroughly enjoyed
it. You were sick. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm very sarcastic.
Oh, no.
That was still sarcastic.
So your dreams and aspirations were to have fun.
No, not to have fun.
To get dope as fuck.
Yeah.
To blow down.
To just hit that Molly hard.
Who's Molly? Never mind.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Next idea. You got one?
I just did Why You're Russian.
Okay.
Tore that
yeah,
track.
I totally forgot.
Terrible idea.
Yeah, that's...
Give me one of
though
yours.
I'm still curious. Why do you think Russian people are Russian?
Why are they Russian?
Yeah.
I don't know. They just got a lot of shit to do, man. Boom! I was setting that up the whole time, and we finally got to it. Oh, suck it! Oh, God! That was awesome! It took so long. We had to get through that whole thing. Oh, and we finally got to it.
I like two things about that. First of all, I'm still talking. Second of all, there's three. Second of all, I made that joke. Like 10 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Third of all, we both clearly never listened to each other. We are both just constantly trying to set up jokes, and we are just using the other person as filler until we can say the punchline.
No, that's not true. I listen to some of the stuff you say.
Liar, asshole.
All right, I got June on the bus. Why it's an asshole? 2-1. Jill.
I'm not sure.
Okay, we got 2-1. On why
really,
it's an asshole.
I was really hoping you'd give me that one at least, Jill. But
I've actually was talking about how Wyatt's the nicest fucking person, and it's just kind of funny to me that people think he's an asshole.
Yeah, but so. He can be nice, but then also be a liar.
He could
and
be
an
a,
asshole.
I'm not a liar
he,
though.
Or he
fuck.
Could
be an asshole lying about how he's nice, or nice lying about his asshole.
I don't think any
persona.
Of those things are happening.
Maybe we're overanalyzing you.
Yeah.
I think so, probably.
Like,
there's why? There's not. The more you analyze it, the less sense it's gonna make.
Wyatt doesn't even exist. Wyatt.
That's true.
Why does Wyatt even exist?
I've definitely thought Wyatt didn't exist before.
Okay. I'm glad you exist, man.
I mean, I know that I do exist, but, like, what if I don't, really?
I would just be a dude talking to a microphone by myself, not being funny, making shitty theme songs.
Okay, what's your next thing before we vote on how much of an asshole I am for no reason?
Like I said, you're very nice. My next idea is DJ Brad.
Motherfucking DJ Brad. Motherfucking DJ Brad. His house. Drop the bass. Motherfucking DJ Brad. Dropping the bass.
Okay.
What do you think about DJs? You want to be a DJ? What's your DJ name?
My DJ name?
Yeah.
DJ Rad.
Is that your DJ name?
Yeah, like I'm a rad DJ. Who does Molly?
DJ Rad.
Yeah.
I feel like that's very close to DJ
it
Brad,
is.
Though.
Oh, that's close.
Well, my name's DJ Brad now.
Well, I'm DJ Rad.
People are going to be very confused at our shows.
I don't think we're going to go to the same show.
Unless
same
we become like a Daft Punk kind of duo, DJ Brad Rad.
I'd prefer to be first.
I was going to say, because one's an adjective and one's a noun.
Well, I'm going to be the main draw, so.
I feel like there's a lot of tension, and I think I need to kind of do my own thing right now.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna go back to just Braden instead of Rad.
Oh, you wanna break up already?
I bring the Rad already, so I don't really.
You don't need any Rad?
I don't need you.
That's cool. Well, there's gonna be a lot of Brads in my show, so. Okay. You know how many guys in Brad
on TMZ tomorrow, they're gonna be like, wow, that DJ Rad's really an asshole for Brad firing him from the group.
Yeah, you fired me and I'm the asshole? That's how the headline's gonna go?
Yeah. The People Magazine. I gotta say People Magazine once a podcast.
Yeah.
What's your favorite actor? Lamps versus overhead lighting.
It depends how harsh the overhead
paintings
light.
Versus
yeah,
music.
Lamps.
Lamps.
Lamb.
Versus overhead lighting.
If you had to choose between having an overhead light and owning a lamb. Lamb. Lamb.
I would choose a lamb.
Lamb.
Yeah, I would choose
but then
a
you gotta take care of it.
But think about how nice it is to cuddle with.
I don't know. I've
dogs
made it.
Versus cats versus lambs.
Cats, dogs,
cats.
Okay. Still lambs.
Wyatt is setting a pencil on fire.
Wyatt
live.
Is setting our house on fire.
DJ Rad sets pencil on fire. Live. Drop the bass. Was that your pencil?
Yeah.
Okay. I was like, if that was their pencil, he just broke the pencil. DJ Rad for life. Why do we exist? Because DJ Rad. Why am I an asshole? DJ Rad. Why?
Does anybody have any tape?
What are my dreams and aspirations? DJ Rad. What's my favorite sport? DJ Rad. Are you out of ideas? Have we gone through our ideas?
I skipped one, and the idea I skipped was just John Mulaney.
John Mulaney.
And I just wanted to ask you if you'd seen John Mulaney's new show.
His new show? No, I haven't seen it. Is it any good?
It's okay. I've only seen the first two episodes.
I think I haven't watched it. I'm gonna cut you off. I haven't watched it because I saw a commercial for it, and it looked like it was going to be not what I wanted it to be. And so I'm almost not watching it. Wyatt's not listening to me at all. This is why I hate podcasts.
Wyatt hates me.
Wyatt hate me. Wyatt hates me, Wyatt.
Okay, so you were talking about John Mulaney.
I'm gonna keep making Wyatt jokes. The commercial looked like it was gonna let me down, and so I almost didn't watch it because I like him and I don't want to not like him.
Yeah,
basically.
I think the first couple episodes are not great.
How many are out?
I think 3.
Okay.
And but I think it has potential for sure. It's just not phenomenal right now.
Yeah, he's
but
like
I
a
think
really
most things are like that. Or most television shows, especially. But it's cool. It's got that like traditional Seinfeld kind of look to it. It's like a multicam.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, most of those are bad these days, right?
Yeah, he's
really
trying
to
bring them back.
I mean,
if you trust anyone to like make a good multicam sitcom, when you trust him, you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, I don't
he's
know.
Pretty funny.
I don't know how much. There's a lot of stand-up comedians who make television shows now, and I don't know how generalizability that is for them. That wasn't even the right form.
Yeah, it wasn't even close.
I don't know how much that skill generalizes. That's a word. From being a stand-up comedian to being like a TV show actor kind of thing. It works for some people.
He was a writer for a long time.
Yeah, well, I mean, being an actor. He's an actor.
Being an actor,
right?
Yeah, but it's like, it's not.
I guess stand-up, being
difficult
stand-up,
acting.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like acting that you or I could do.
I don't know. Are we good actors?
I am.
Are you my favorite actor?
He's a liar. He's good at acting because he's a liar.
This is from a deflammatory
podcast. Does that make me a liar? Because I'm a good actor?
Yes.
Yes.
You wouldn't know, though.
Would
maybe the
not?
Fact that you don't think I'm a liar makes me such a great liar. But not anymore.
none of this makes any sense.
There's
okay.
Way too many, like, levels,
yes,
meta levels.
None of it actually makes logical sense.
You know why? DJ Rad. That's why we exist.
DJ Rad.
Should I just read the rest of my ideas and then we can quit doing this podcast?
I think you should read your next idea.
Okay, my next idea is zombie exclamation.
Zombie.
Zombie.
Like, you just saw a zombie.
Zombie.
Like, zombie.
Yeah, zombie. What are your opinions on zombies? I feel like every podcast I make, I just put down a word and just ask you what it is.
Yeah.
I don't put any effort into premise. Neither do you. Why you rush it? That was... Fuck that. Fuck that.
I trust that joke, though. Right, Jim?
I think you...
Triple F5. Triple F5. Totally. That's it.
I think you rushed that idea. You re-broke the pencil.
Yeah.
That's barely put back together in the first place. Much like our lives, why do we exist? What are your opinions on zombies?
I'm not really like that into them. They're pretty in vogue for a while now, aren't they? Are we done with them at this point?
I don't know. You don't really know when an era is over until a little bit after.
I heard they're making
over.
A Pride and Prejudice zombie film.
Oh,
I think it was
Pride and Prejudice and Zombies. Well, that was the there's
the book has been made. I think they're trying to get it.
Yeah, they've made a lot of those books.
And there's also Sense and Sensibility and Sea Monsters.
Yeah. There's a whole series of classic books.
Sound like you said Sense 1,000 times.
Sense and Sensibility and Sea Monsters.
It's crazy that
Sense and Sensibility and Sea Monsters.
God fucking damn it. I'm the only person who can cut people off.
Sense and Sensibility, Sin City?
Sense and Sensibility and Sin City, Sea Monsters.
Nice.
It blows my mind that people take the time to talk like Jill, but second of all,
and I'm the asshole here.
I like to hide my asshole comments by immediately moving on to the next topic.
This is my
number.
House. Oh, she's right about that.
And thanks for the French fries, by the way.
Yeah, you
see?
Want some fries with that shit?
I'm obviously a bad liar because I'm giving away all of my skills. It's crazy that somebody takes the sun.
Somebody takes the sun.
And
wraps
puts it
up
and puts
in
it into
Orlando
our heart,
eyes.
And that's why we exist. Because we're each little suns.
Is that why you like Ned Kelly so much?
Ned Kelly.
Don't bring up episode one. Son of a taint.
This is getting too meta. We've only made 2 episodes. We've referenced them a lot.
Yeah.
What I was gonna say, my important opinion that I will get out, no matter how many hours this takes. It's crazy that someone took the time to completely make, it's like a full book, Pride and Prejudice and Zombies or something.
Yeah.
Somebody took the time to rewrite that entire book. That would take some fucking time. I mean, yeah, you have this, there's a story,
yeah.
A set story.
I mean, they made money, so that's cool.
Yeah, but it's just crazy that someone was like, that seems like one of those things where you're like, yeah, what if we made like a book that was like that, but like, zombies.
Yeah,
they read Pride and Prejudice and they were like, you know what's really missing from this?
Tons of
zombies.
Zombies.
And then they actually did it.
Right.
For, like, probably, like, months and months. They probably worked
months of their life, yeah, definitely.
To make this It's basically a joke podcast. I mean, it might be a good book. I don't know.
The Harvard Lampoon did that for Twilight, too. They, like, rewrote Twilight.
Yeah, that was the, it became, like, a thing. There's actually, what is it, On the Bro or something? It's, like, On the Road, but, like, a, it's like, a bro on the road. And it's an entire book. I saw it at Barnes & Noble. It was the entire On the Road, but bro. So he just, like, goes down and be like, fucking, I chugged this beer. And then she was like, let's go this place. And it was, like, it was the entire book as a bro.
That's so dumb. That's, like,
someone
the most...
spent their life
that's
doing
the
that.
Most, like,
their whole
like coffee table dad.
Yeah, it was exactly that. It
that's
was,
all it is. They just put it out there, and someone buys it for someone, and then that person never reads it ever.
Why is that a thing that people like to have slightly interesting things
like
on their tables?
Joke.
Yes. Someone's like, wait, I got it. Let's put something that's not too interesting, but kind of interesting to look at on a table where people are sometimes. But I'm so lonely.
We just have a lot of things that are not too interesting, but like look
just
nice.
Interesting enough.
And we put them where people are.
Yeah.
Namely us.
Yeah.
Mainly your whole bodies.
Yeah.
Are, we are.
Y'all are,
we
the, y'all
put
are
them
the coffee
on tables.
Jill is the best coffee book table I've ever seen.
I can't agree with that.
Now there's a fine pencil sharpener if you ask me. God, I feel so bad about that.
You should.
What's up with that? Vagina. I wrote 6 ideas. I really am really into myself. This podcast is building my confidence way too much.
Yeah.
I just get it all out of my system and I get such like a testosterone boost. I'm just like, yeah, fuck that guy and fuck this. Anyway, idea 6.
Fuck me, really, mainly.
Please fuck me. if Wyatt were to fuck me on mic.
Yeah, well, June and I would commentate.
Yeah.
Would you guys do that?
Yeah,
that would be awesome.
You guys are so sweet. Thanks for letting us use your kitchen.
It's called sex casting.
Like
sex
cast.
Sex cast is episode is the sequel to potty cast.
Yeah.
Potty cast. Sex cast. Yeah, potty cast. Sex cast. It's potty cast.
Why would that be the sequel?
Because we're gonna do it in the potty.
Please make that
in the
prequel.
Potty.
Can that be
the prequel?
The prequel
to the potty cast.
You can potty before and after if you want.
I'm gonna fuck the shit out of Wyatt and then I'm gonna go take a dump. Potty cast.
Sounds awesome.
Being gay rules, dude.
Sounds awful.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be the one who needs to take a dump.
Not if I dump first. Are we gonna cross dumps? This is really intimate for us.
Should we talk about how we crossed streams at one time?
Oh, yeah,
remember
I forgot.
That? We crossed streams at a party, and Peter was asleep on the ground in the bathroom. Remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Peter was like, we walked to the bathroom.
Peter?
We didn't pee on Peter.
We petered him.
Did you pee over Peter?
No.
He was like to the side.
You peed near Peter.
We were like, what's up, bro?
He was literally curled up in the fetal position on the ground.
Yeah, dope notes. We're going to cross streams real quick.
And then Chad and I both had to pee and we crossed streams.
That's because we're fucking bros. You cut me off, but I was saying, since this podcast, we've gotten a lot closer, I feel like.
I'd say so, yeah.
Yeah, like, I know a lot more about you. Like, we hang out more a little, you know?
Yeah.
He knows all your favorite things.
Yeah,
he wants to fuck me in the butt.
Does that make you like each other more, or just like, you know?
I can't really tell if I like Wyatt.
I feel like I've always liked him the same.
Yeah, I like Wyatt. I'm just kidding.
Just trying to build me up.
He's a
wild. Break me down.
Yeah,
he's a
wild.
I'm gonna buttercup you, man.
You know what I mean?
Build you up.
Your sharpener.
Yeah.
Jill, don't steal my fucking pencil sharpener thing. It's mine.
Breaks down the ability of my butthole to close.
Idea 6.
Some of the cute chick over here.
Wyatt is now
you're sitting
fondling our scantily clad
office girl.
Sexy office girl.
He's basically using her as a prop. I mean, we've discussed how Wyatt just hates women. Wyatt has some pretty fucking skewed views on women. And uses them as just random flings. He's an asshole lying pencil sharpener, butt dumping. Why is that funny?
Wyatt.
Hey, what's up, butt dumper? Idea 6.
Butt dumper is the thing that's getting you right now?
Idea 6. I'm gonna have a peanut real quick. Idea 6. You know what? Fuck Idea 6. I've said that like 20 times.
Okay, I'm ready for it.
I'm done with it. Idea 6. It's called Super Duper! Podcast Super Duper is about if you could have a superpower, what would it be?
Yeah, not get fucked in the ass. That'd
that's
be
a
my
waste.
That'd be my one.
What if you like really?
What if you really, really liked it?
Yeah. What if you never experienced the thing that you love the most?
Yeah.
Which is
that
butt
is,
dumping.
That is,
That is literally my argument consistently.
What?
What you just said.
What
it does not work.
You really liked it?
Yeah.
It does not.
Bad logic.
Why did you murder him? Because I thought I might love it. It might be my favorite thing.
Yeah.
Strangling kittens, episode
2.
So if
I had a superpower, I would want to know what I wouldn't be able to read minds, just because that's like just a waste of time, I guess. Yeah. I don't want to live forever.
Yeah, that's dumb.
I don't want to get fucked in the ass.
That's not a superpower.
Okay,
that's,
I'm just saying that's something I don't
want
to happen.
That's kind of more just like a life choice.
That's
just
the ability to say no. Don't go walk around down the street wearing
so
clothes.
All right, don't make him the victim here.
Yeah.
We don't need
that's
your victim blaming, dude.
Right there.
As he holds his arm around you.
It's just
squeezes
kind of,
you like a vice
her.
Grip around.
By the way, office
shoulders.
Girl, what we mean is person to hold.
She's still an intern. It's her first day.
That's like the hazing process. You just get held by Wyatt for a couple minutes.
Yeah.
It's very similar to what happens
Jill.
In offices. Casting couch.
We got some dark commentary coming from Jude over here on Society. Why do we
I've
exist?
I've never been in an office. Is there weird dudes?
All right, offices. We're gonna pass up Wyatt. June, what's
okay,
superpower?
I'm still thinking.
What superpower do you want?
Well, my immediate answer all the time is be able to read people's minds. But Wyatt made me feel really shitty about that.
Yeah,
so.
He was an asshole.
No.
Well,
I don't
make you
he's an
feel
asshole.
Shitty about that.
So,
I just personally
I don't know. Maybe
wanna
I'd
want
to like. Is becoming a supernatural being a superpower?
Supernatural,
just,
what,
yeah.
Way?
Can you just
yeah, like if I was like, well, I want to be a vampire because then I could get all the superpowers.
Yeah,
of a vampire.
Yeah, that's. I guess we can.
So
we can.
That would be
we can
my
let
superpower.
You. That's like making your wish be like, I wish that I was a tree that could soak in sunlight and bring out happiness. That's like three things, but you're like putting it into one. I'll let you go. You're a vampire. Is that your?
Yeah, but I want all the powers of like.
Okay.
So I want like immortality. I want like to be super sexy. I want, like, to be able to read people, to, like, glamour people.
My superpower is being fucking sexy.
Yeah, for real. So.
Hey, granted.
I'm confused people all the time. Yeah, you can, like.
Is that a thing?
You can't go on the salon.
Yeah. Well, it depends on, really, what kind of vampire I am.
Depends on the universe your vampire lives in.
Yeah, exactly.
Joe.
I want to live forever.
See, but if you were a vampire, you could.
Yeah, but I want to live forever.
And not.
2,000 years ago.
So are you living the? Are you Groundhog Daying it? Like you live the same couple of years over and over?
You're time traveling as an immortal.
So you're just gonna start 2,000 years from now.
Yeah.
Well,
what happens
you
when
are,
you? What happens when you get to the present?
Then I keep living. Like I want.
Oh, you just want to start in the past.
I want to have lived.
Okay.
For like 2,000 or 3,000 years.
Okay. Yeah.
Since now.
Okay.
And continue.
Now. And keep living.
Air now.
Okay. So immortality, but not me being born in 1990. Me being born in.
Again, it sounds like you're trying to get multiple superpowers into this one thing.
No, I'm not.
Okay. Being an old immortal. It's just how many adjectives you can get in.
I want to be a grandma inside. Done.
My superpower is I'm going to be a raccoon with a cape who can see through minds and can lick hearts and can then turn into a car that doesn't get mad at people but then drives to the moon, lands, and creates a base, and I breed elephants to talk, and then they talk and they create a society called elephants, and we build a rocket and we fly back to Earth, crash into the White House, and accidentally kill the president. They arrest all the talking elephants and me, their leader, of course, because I'm so smart. And I get on the news, and they go, "Why'd you do it?" And I say, "I don't know. I guess there's just an elephant in the room."
There's now an elephant in the room. That was the one time I listened to you so intently, and it was the weirdest story ever.
I'm really good at just telling really stupid stories. I can go forever.
You don't have to.
Yeah. So that's the end of this podcast.
No, I didn't get to say mine yet.
No one cares.
Have you decided?
No one cares.
Jude?
You
yeah,
decided?
I totally
well,
like,
care.
Jude's fainting to care about Wyatt. Okay, Wyatt.
I like to make people care through intimidation.
Is that your superpower?
That's it. I'd like to make people care through intimidation is my superpower.
Alright, Wyatt. You could get an actual superpower. What is there one that you actually want that's not intimidation care?
I wanna constantly be on Molly.
That's just your life.
Like
24/7.
You're gonna be butt dumping at DJ Rad.
I want to be like a respected member of society, just always on Molly, and everyone's okay with it.
You would totally be DJ Rad is your super like
yeah.
Hero name if that's your superpower. It's
yeah.
Like, oh yeah, DJ Rad. You have the power to always be on Molly.
Some guy referred to her girl's butt as a dumper the other day, and I don't know how I feel about it.
I don't feel good about it.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah, but
my guy
was
like a good friend of mine.
A person I really respected.
It was me.
I'm asking for a friend, but can we say dumper now?
Is dumper a thing, essentially?
I mean, there's butt dumper, but...
Yeah, but you're saying that he was like, damn, look at that dumper.
Oh, God.
And I was like, oh, man. I was like, come on. Like,
wait, in that Cisco song, in the thong song, doesn't he say
dumps
like a truck?
Dumps like a truck, which is the weirdest song lyric.
Yes, very weird.
Like, she can take a hell of a...
Yeah, it's so catchy. That song was catchy as fuck. I still listen to that song.
Yeah,
it's like
yeah.
Dumps like a truck.
It's called Thong Song.
Yeah,
she dumps like
it's a good song.
Trucks.
Yeah, she does.
Dumps like a truck.
Truck.
Guys,
it's
like what?
What?
Why do we exist? Baby, move your butt.
I think I'll sing it again.
All night long.
DJ Red, let me flip that Molly.
Yeah, but I have a question about your super Molly power.
Yeah.
It's like... Would it be the same effect, considering that's how you always are? That
yeah,
would just
that's
be,
true.
Like, your normal sleep?
Would you peak up and down?
No, I would just always
just
be
always
on Molly.
Yeah, but then it wouldn't even feel like you're on Molly.
Yeah.
No,
how
yeah.
Would you how do you get your highs? How do you get your socks off? How do you rock your socks?
It's
how
like
socks
how
socks
you flip
off?
Your boat.
How you get your goat up.
I this is the new podcast. It's Jill and June come up with weird euphemisms for things. Get your get your socks off.
All right, keep going.
Flip your boat. Get your goat up.
Rock your knockers.
Rock my knockers.
I guess you could say knock your glasses off.
Knock your glasses off.
How about
do your updo?
Do your updo.
Hey, whip your hair back and forth.
Whip your hair back and
how
forth.
How about haze your flip switch?
Shut up, Chad.
How you haze your flip switch?
You could say any like verb noun.
Yeah, you really could.
You could be like, hey man, are you turning your couch flunk? Like what?
How you get your switch foot?
Yeah.
Are you doping your thumb stain? Like
your thumb stain. Yeah, so I just want to be on Molly all the time. In reference to me constantly being in that state. It'll be just super cool.
But how would you know that it was cool? Because you wouldn't have anything to compare it to.
What?
Just from
this,
your previous
this,
life,
yeah, from at this point.
You would acquire
it's like
this
how,
power.
Yeah,
like
if we're getting this power, I'm going to get it right now when this conversation's over, and I'm just going to be on Molly for the rest of my
this
life.
Is the,
so,
this is
okay,
the origin
cool.
story.
You would get bitten by a drug dealer at Base Nectar.
No, by a Molly spider.
Molly spider, that'd be so cute.
Such like charity and innocence.
And then you fight crime when you just really fucked up.
You just hella chill and dance.
Yeah.
Don't fucking rob that bag. Woo!
Okay.
Fuck
how,
yeah.
How do your sweat glands work?
In this scenario?
Yeah. I mean, do you like have normal? Do you sweat?
Oh, I'm totally normal. Yeah.
Your brain is just on Molly.
Yeah.
I think you have something in your beard.
Yeah.
Molly.
Yeah, get that out. Office girl, get that out of my beard.
Alright, so we're gonna form a crime fighting team of Guy on Molly.
Yeah.
Or DJ Rad. we got Lady Vampire.
Yeah.
Slash Office Girl.
slash Wyatt's arm candy.
Super sexy, by the way.
Super sexy Harris. Vampire, Miss Lady.
Are we gonna broadcast a picture of June?
Once we get the technology right, our brain broadcaster is broken right now.
It's broken. We used it too many times to simulate me looking like Johnny Depp.
Wait, did I say a superpower? Oh, elephant colony.
An eternal grandma.
Oh, I'm a raccoon.
Yeah, you're
an eternal grandma.
Cave,
eternal. You got
and,
eternal grandma, and I'm caped raccoon leader of the elephant moon.
Caped.
I'm the caped caper. What is
Jill doing again?
I'm an eternal grandma.
Eternal grandma.
I've been living 3,000 years.
Oh.
I think we're going to make
it. Wait, so you're going to just, you don't want to stay, you know, the way you look right now?
No, I do.
Damn.
That's a good decision. I thought, so you don't want to age till you're 80 and then stay 80 forever.
Your insides are grandma.
I think eternal grandma just doesn't, you got to rebrand that.
Rebrand it?
Yeah.
Let's rebrand grandparents real quick.
I'm not sure it sounds really appealing.
Grandparents are just call them like old friends. And you'll want to spend more time with them.
Old lineage man. Yeah, grandpa.
Yeah.
Old lineage man.
Grandparents just sound so ugh.
We already have a sexy person, though, so...
Thank you.
Okay, ugly immortal.
Oh, no, not Wyatt. Ew. Butt dumper.
I swear to God, he said it, too. He was like, look at that dumper. And I was like, whoa, dude. Like, just say butt or ass.
Look
or humps.
Dennis.
We should talk in general about how men objectify women.
I'm into that.
Being objectified?
No!
I'm not gonna high five you. You're an asshole.
I'm not gonna high five that one.
No, but really.
Oh, they should.
Why
can June and I really not be eternally hot forever?
I'm joking. You
oh,
can, we can have
yeah,
we can have two
oh,
hot people.
Okay.
We can have two
cool,
hot people.
Cool.
That's fine. Okay, who's our arch enemy?
Eternal Grandpa.
Bobby Jindal.
Thanks, Raj.
Hank Sausage.
Well, what if our
he
the,
buys up all
what
the
if,
places and just opens sausage factories?
And we have to go infiltrate his laboratory and eat him.
Why
are
we
gonna eat
him?
Because
I'm
a vampire.
Vampires don't eat sausage. Well, do they eat sausage?
Love
I don't know.
Sausage.
Depends on the type of vampire. The
universe.
Universe. There we go. Thank you, Jill.
Yeah, sausage.
I think a giant sausage is a perfect bad guy.
Yeah.
Who likes that? I mean, I like sausage, but a giant sausage? But you
yeah,
know,
you like
he probably
sausage.
Has like a sympathy. Yeah, thank you.
Is
yeah.
Sausage a euphemism for penis? Is that
and
what we're doing?
I think at this point it is.
Well, either way, I love meat. I love dicks and meat, so either way, I'm good. But
yeah, like
back to what meat. I was saying. I think he's going to be a sympathetic villain, though, because the reason he's evil is because he's a giant sausage. People were like, look at the fucking sausage. And he was like, fuck. He's like trying to like get a job somewhere, and they're like, you're a sausage. You can't work here.
Yeah, but you're a raccoon, and you're pretty well-adjusted.
A caped raccoon? That's precious.
That is true.
With an
very
elephant
precious.
Army on the moon. I don't
work. You have an elephant army instead of corgi army.
Do you think that when this guy referred to
what if corgis rode the elephants?
Dumper, that it was particularly objectifying?
What's that?
Do you think the word dumper was objectifying, or do you think that the fact that he was commenting on her body
the
was
word
that he was commenting on her body was pretty
yeah.
objectifying? The fact that he called it a dumper was pretty scientific.
Yes.
Scientific? That it dumps?
one who dumps.
I'm like the world's dumper. Much like you're the Bud Light of Friends. I brought it back.
I'm gonna jump out this window and not die because it's 5 feet.
Like, why do we even exist though? I'm not gonna give you the advice of not jumping out of that window. Why at the end of every episode do I try to reference every
you do,
podcast?
Yeah, you're trying to bring it all back.
I just like to have, just to get up, just to remember all those fun times we had.
Yeah.
The times we shared. Giant sausage man, goodbye. My elephant army's gonna kill you or eat you, whichever comes first. Giant army.
Chad, thanks for carrying this podcast.
I really hope that was sarcastic. I love you, man.
I think it was.
I love you.
It was.
I love you, man.
I feel like I'm losing it.
Is this the end of the podcast? Are we done? Are we fucking done?
I think we've talked about dumpers enough.
Yeah, we've definitely talked about dumpers. You talked about dumpers a lot.
Just a little bit.
It was a lot.
That's gonna be my whole next idea.
We're gonna do a full episode on
different
butt dumpers.
Yeah.
I like that.
Different butt names.
Y'all just wanna do a quick game of name every butt euphemism slash ones we
Let's
make
do
up?
It. Okay, Jill, you go first.
Donk.
Backside.
Barrier.
Billy. Badonkadonk.
Deadass.
Dumper.
Damn it!
Lappy
dappy.
Wait. I don't know. I just can
only
think of doo-doo.
No.
That's not butt, though.
Tail feathers.
Like, trunk? Like, junk in the trunk?
Yeah.
Just
butt,
cycle
butt.
Through every
just
rap
butt,
song,
butt,
you know?
Just both butt.
Butt,
so
butt?
Butt? Twice? Go.
No, wait, hold on. Butt, butt? You can't get away with this shit, you liar.
Like, next.
He used my move, which is to do the second point before people can contend the first point.
That's what I tried to do.
That's my most classic lying move. I'm the asshole the entire time.
Let's do it for penis instead of butt.
Oh, penis is way better.
Okay.
Yeah, it's so much more fun.
Let's start with Jill.
Wiener.
Dick.
Penis.
Pecker. Cock.
One-eyed snake.
Peter.
Anaconda. I don't know, I've never seen a fully grown ding-dong.
Schlong.
Phallus.
Lollipop. Did anyone say wang?
Main vein.
Hot dog.
Okay, we said, wiener.
It's okay. It
wiener.
Worked, okay? Prick. Knob.
Meat.
Sausage.
Our arch-villain?
I had one. Pistol. Chunkin' the chicken?
Noodle.
I'm gonna go rifle.
I was gonna say turkey sandwich.
Turkey sandwich.
That's great. It's perfect.
Hey, can I put my turkey sandwich on you? I think that's it. I think we've accrued enough names for penises.
For whoever's listening.
Is anyone going to listen to this?
No, they've definitely tuned out.
We have to end this podcast.
Yeah, it's over at this point. Thank y'all so much for tuning in.
Thank you for tuning in.
Jill Smart the end.
We'd like to thank the loud and obnoxious Jill and June for being on the podcast. I'm just kidding. The beautiful,
magnificent
one half of the superhero group. Fantastic. They have a wonderful nail polish collection.
Vampires.
Beautiful kitchen.
Beautiful kitchen.
Wonderful opinions.
Well decorated.
Advocates of respect. No words for dumpers. Thank you, guys. And we'll see you next time.